Well, Niamh, congratulations. One of two All-Stars going to Donegal, and of course yourself and your sister. You couldn't have believed it coming up here tonight that the two of you would go back with All-Star awards.
Definitely not. I was shocked that I got nominated, now and even Ciara, like, to be honest. Really shocked, but delighted and all the same, to be honest.
If you reflect back on the year, you had a tremendous league campaign getting to that final. I suppose a year mixed with happiness and heartbreak, if you look back.
I ultimately, like, you know, the league was great. Probably did better than we expected in the league. But then the championship kind of just, well, we were doing well in Ulster, but ultimately then, quarter-final, we just didn't perform. And, you know, we just didn't, like, disappointed in the end of how we played that day, to be honest.
For yourself, it's your second All-Star Award. A couple of years ago, there was a nice day in Croke Park as well. Is it first award?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's you look like you've had so much success that you probably should have more at this stage. What keeps you coming back for more? I suppose Ulster was a big nut to crack a few years ago, and from there you're hoping there's stepping stones and more things maybe from there to come in the next year or two.
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't say we did win a lot, to be honest. From all my years, I played Donegal, I'd say about more than 12 years now, I only won two Ulster championships. And to be honest, I think winning Ulster is very tough, and that is a great achievement. But we haven't got past quarterfinals and all our final series yet, which I think we're much better than that. So I think that's why I keep coming back, because I know we're better than that, and we still have informed best of our capabilities.
How important is it to keep all the talent together? I mean, we see players like Geraldine McLaughlin nominated. I mean, she'd get an All-Star if she wasn't probably up against some of the most talented forwards in the business.
Exactly. Her and Yvonne, like, coming in tonight, our two best forwards, definitely. But they're up against the three Player of the Years, and we kind of expected they weren't going to get an All-Star, but they were our two best forwards, best players all year. Like, it just shows you the calibre that's out there. Like.
And Karen Guthrie as well, a great display from her in many, many games this year.
Exactly. Karen is just a leader, and not once has she not performed well. Yeah, no, unfortunate, but there's a lot, like, there's probably 40 players unfortunate not to get All-Stars. It's just luck at the end of the day, I think.
Have preparations started for 2018 already?
We're starting next week, so hopefully, now, don't know how it's going to go. As I say, in All-Star, every team has a new manager, so fresh ideas, see how it goes. Don't know how it's going to go yet.
There's been hugely competitive county and provincial and now into All-Ireland series of club championships as well. The standards are rising year on year, and it's harder to get into that winner's zone year on year.
Definitely. Now, that's what I love about it now. I don't think there is probably one standout team. Probably Cork beforehand were standout. To be honest, Dublin were probably ahead of the game last year. But I think there's about eight teams that are fighting for the All-Ireland, and that's what makes it exciting.
Where do you think you're going to end up? I suppose looking at the league, firstly, that's going to be a tough one for you. That's the one you want to crack, firstly.
Hopefully, no. But to be honest, I wouldn't be disappointed if we didn't win it. Hope we stay up, because you want to stay in Division 1. But as it says, every single Division 1 team and a couple of Division 2 teams are all as good as each other.
I suppose getting to the final this year was a huge achievement.
It was a huge achievement, and maybe we peaked too early. Maybe we thought we were better than we actually were. And I don't know, we just didn't name before when it came to the championship.
How tough is it trying to be at that top? You mentioned trying to break that All-Ireland quarter-final barrier. I suppose when you see teams like Dublin winning All-Irelands this year, and how long it's taken for them to come through, everyone knows about Cork, who are that monkey in the room as well. If there were no Cork, it might be a bit spread more evenly, but Cork being Cork, they've had huge challenges as well.
As I say now, Cork were above the game there the last 10 years, but now it's definitely a lot more even. Cork are still great, and I would never write them off. Like, they won minors, I don't know how many years in a row now, so you'd never write them off. Dublin, top of their game, but then there's those teams like Mayo, Galway, like, there's just so many teams that can't write any team off. Like,
getting to a semi-final in the league would be a good achievement, I'm sure, for yourselves next year. And then I'm sure Ulster is one that's on that bucket list as well.
Definitely, like, Ulster is always a big aim. Like, there's no one beats Ulster Championship in my eyes. I know it's so competitive. League is great. I love playing week on week, and that's what I love about the league. And if we go to league semi-final, great. As long as I don't get relegated, I'll just be happy.
Happy with the award tonight, and I'm sure a chance, maybe a final night out before that training next week.
You're right. I definitely have a good night tonight, and we'll see you about next week. No.